2021 school year. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for providing the support and guidance that has nurtured the success of this most captivating group of young adults. Let's begin tonight by saying thank you to a lot of folks on this amazing day here at Medford Public Schools. In times where we all have had to work together and stay strong together, many people have done just that. Made tonight special. If every day one of us sincerely do apologize, first I'd like to thank your parents and your guardians for nurturing and guiding the amazing students where they are today. It is never an easy task, but you have done it here and there and here, right in the next step in life. So graduates, I'd like you to stand and turn around and acknowledge all the people that are in it right now.
And you learned. Like our little caterpillars, you were curious to explore your surroundings. You were ready to learn about the world. As you explored, you learned that it's often good to blend in, to stick together, and be part of a group. But you also learned that there are times when it's best to stand out, to separate yourself from the crowd, to show your own colors. You built strong friendships. You became faithful teammates. But you recognized your own interests. You found your own path, your own skills, and you became outstanding artists, athletes, and leaders, and learners. And we watched you know who you were going to be, and you grew, and you learned, and you changed. At times, those changes were very subtle, but other times, they were incredible. We would watch and wonder, barely recognize you anymore. Like the caterpillars, you felt your own skin restrictive. It no longer fits, you shed. You become graceful, and your childlike ways become teenagers. You emerge bigger and brighter and stronger and more confident. This new you was even more world, willing to adventure further, with an even bigger appetite for us to feed. But this is not the end of your journey. You continue to grow and change and learn. You learned to be resilient, to keep going even when things got difficult. You learned that along with life's joys, there is also awfulness, sadness, loss, and some disappointments. Because of those times, safety thread, your friends, your family, your community, and your teachers, who were always there when you got knocked down, so you could continue on your journey to become who you were to be. Finally, you came to the end of your journey. You became who you were to be. We knew you were wrong. Your change from child to adult. It's time for you to grow your wings. In high school, you explored your choices, relationships, love, and life. You watched the you were standing back confident that we had done all the things you do to make your transformation successful. Now it's your turn. Tonight, you finally break free of this chrysalis where we've held you safe and secure while you grew and changed and learned, completing your metamorphosis. We keep you here in this safe environment that we've created, but it's time for you to go, to soar high, to fly far, to find places and people that will feed you, nourish your soul, and make your life complete. We know that you must fly. But remember, boys and girls, a monarch never forgets the place that they come from, and neither should you. This is your home, the place where your journey began, and will always be waiting and watching for you and the amazing you that you have become. Congratulations, graduates.
I'm honored here to be speaking today for the class 2021. As you all know, I was involved in many extracurriculars throughout high school. Within these experiences, I was privileged to get to know more about my peers. I can easily say with my time spent with you all, I've learned more about the true meaning of loyalty and friendship. You may be aware I am a dedicated theater kid, and in the theater we live by one quote, "The show must go on." If we take a moment to reflect on high school, you will stumble upon some good times and some bad times. As we got older, everything got easier and we gained experience. We learned teamwork and communication. I would like to think of life as one big production. High school is like the audition process. You're trying to figure out who you want to be, and in the meantime, trying to impress and get approval from those around you. Once you have a solid understanding of your character, you begin to practice. You adopt a new part of yourself, making this character a part of your life. After preparation and hard work, it's time to audition. But you see everyone else giving their 100%, and then you begin to question yourself. Did I practice enough? Did I read the right lines? Am I going to outperform the others? There's this one moment of panic. But at this time, there's someone there to snap you back into reality. You become best friends. I want you all to look around, find that person of yours, and say thank you. After this person helps you get collected, you give your best effort. Your audition was phenomenal. While you were giving your all, so were your competitors. And in the end, you were all cast as the graduates of the class of 2021. Well, now what? You got the part, but it's over, it's time to relax! Wrong. This is just the beginning. Each individual has a different role in life, whether that's becoming an educator, an officer, an athlete, or a farmer. There's those of us that don't have your plans, but you are still just as important. Now it's time to hit the big stage. You have your role, and now you need to learn your lines. In the beginning, you may feel overwhelmed and discouraged, but it's what you decide to do that matters. There are going to be days when you wake up and think, I don't think I'm capable. I'm not enough. I can't do it. There are going to be times when you feel there is nothing else left for you to do. That is the most crucial point, because we will all get there. Those of us that accept the challenge move on. Those of us that don't fall behind. Do not fall behind. Trust yourself. You have to start simplifying. Memorize your lines scene by scene. Take it one day at a time. Because while you push forward and you work even harder, your friend starts slacking off. You see other people take the easy route and settle for less. You will not be that person. You have a goal and you will succeed. You have a bigger purpose. You don't let the hard day slow you down, and you do not let others slow you down. In the event you would blank on stage or fail in life, you improvise. The show must go on. You must make decisions that reflect your character. You must present yourself respectfully and get the attention of those around you. You rise to the occasion and you surpass everyone's expectations. You get offered roles you didn't even know were possible. You open up doors for yourself and you succeed. You will do it. Class of 2021, it was a pleasure to grow up with you and create the most beautiful memories. I have no doubt each of you will find your way, and congratulations on your amazing audition. Good luck in the next chapter of your life, and from the bottom of my heart, I will miss all of you. Thank you.
Hope we everybody runs, you choose to stay. I hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad.
Choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens,
comes to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you want it to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you that wants the same things too. Yeah, please.
Diplomas are given to students that meet the graduation requirements set by the Medford Board of Education and the state of Minnesota. Students that have 9th to 12th grade cumulative grade point average of 3.0 or higher graduate as honor students and are denoted in a program with a single asterisk and are wearing honor cords this evening. Students who have a 9th through 12th grade grade point average of 3.67 or higher will graduate with distinction and will receive an academic medallion. Actually, they've already received it. They are denoted in your program with a double asterisk by their name. Handing out the diplomas this evening will be Mrs. Berg, Mrs. Yang, and Mr. Christel. I will now call students forward to receive their diplomas. Braden Michael Barbeau, graduating with honors. Derek Jeffrey Bartosz. Braden Richard Beatty, graduating with honors. Jenna Marie Bird, graduating with distinction. Adam Daniel Kamak. Emily Elizabeth Chadwick, graduating with honors. Lindsay Ray, graduating with honors. Krista Jane Esch. Garrett James Fitzgerald, graduating with distinction. Alyssa Darlene Freelove. Nathan Emmanuel Galvin. Giovanni Gonzalez. Christopher Tyler. Tyrese Gonzalez. Devin Allen Lucky. Sierra Christine Austin. Mason James Nagel, graduating from Harvard. Alexander Carl Oakley, graduating from Harvard. Antonio Ortiz. Luz Maria Peralta, Edwin Harris. Jesse Anthony Phillips, graduating with honors. Leah Renee Frucia. Lily Marie J. Diane Rorick. Peyton Omar Seiler, graduating with honors. Kendrick Troy Spitzer. Isabella Faith Stephan, graduating with distinction. Tyler Leo Sturza, graduating with distinction. Chloe Patricia Van Ryan. Alex J. Van Ryan. Marie Von Rudin, graduating with distinction. Layla Marie Winker, graduating with honors. Jeffrey Allen Westergaard. Gunner Joseph White, graduating with honors. I now present to you the graduating class of 2021. Congratulations and best of luck to all of you.